A new survey of bankers shows tough financial times in agriculture is changing how they handle farm financial services. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska has a new Main Street survey of bankers in 10 states. And Dr. Ernie Goss tells Brownfield it's giving them mixed signals. We'll hear from Dr. Goss next on Managing for Profit. Dr. Ernie Goss says their latest Main Street survey of bankers was up above growth neutral, but bankers have concerns.
Farmland prices continues to move lower. Also, agricultural equipment sales moving lower. So what we can say is the manufacturing in these rural areas doing very well. However, the agricultural sector continues to move down to sideways in the 10 states.
You get the manufacturing moving up, but we also see sales declining. Is that a concern if you're making things that are not going to be sold?
That's right. We asked the bank CEOs about their projections for agricultural equipment sales over the next 12 months. Their overall expectation was a negative 7.8% decline, so almost 8% decline over the next 12 months, and things weren't all that good to begin with.
And more than half of bankers want to see tariffs cut. Goss tells Brownfield the survey also shows farmers are getting short on their cash reserves.
2018 farm income is very likely to be down from 2017, which was down from 2016. So the farmer is being squeezed and stretched there, and of course they're increasing their borrowing, and what banks have done to assist the agricultural sector, they've restructured loans. But how much longer can we restructure these loans without some increasing delinquencies and increasing foreclosures?
Also, you're looking at more collateral now too, right?
Oh, absolutely. We ask about the banker's reaction to the downturn, and more than half, or about 55% of the bank CEOs reported that they had increased the collateral requirements for farm loans. So, of course, that's a real big issue. And about 31%, almost one-third, had increased the rejections. In other words, they had rejected a higher percentage of farm loans. So all this is putting downward pressure on the farm economy, and of course those businesses that serve the farm economy.
Goss says fewer farmers are qualifying for loans. He says the situation isn't dire yet, but farmers need increased trade and better prices soon. He also says most farmers entered this downturn in the economy in good financial shape with savings, but those reserves are not going to last a lot longer. While more than half of bankers want to see tariffs cut, Goss says many farmers are still hopeful the Trump trade strategy will work in the long run. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.